Hey everybody, this is Chris from the Thrash Report. Hey, we don't really have a fresh, steamy, new episode this week. We have some stuff going on. But we wanted to drop you a little nugget. You know, let's look and see how far we've come. It's been 1 year. So episode 52, we're going to do a replay of episode number one. So let's go ahead and check this out. And again, this is one where we talk about Sound of White Noise and some other things that is pretty exciting. So thanks, everybody, for your support. We really do appreciate it. And enjoy this replay of the Thrash Report number one. The onslaught begins. Really quick thank you to our friends at Anchor for hosting this podcast. Anchor really is the easiest way to make a podcast. They'll publish and distribute your podcast for you so they can be heard everywhere, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and tons more. You can easily make money from your podcast, too, with no minimum listenership. Anchor has everything you need in one place for free that you can use from your phone or computer. Anchor's creation tools allows you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds awesome. Go download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Jim. How you doing? Welcome to
yes,
the Thrash Report, man. How's it going?
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's going. It's, you know, a little slow. Doing what we can in these weird-ass times.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. I mean, in addition to, you know, the quarantine and COVID-19, man, yeah, it's kind of a crazy weekend here. You know, I'm just outside of Minneapolis, and I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It's a scary time, man. There's tons of riots, and I mean, buildings are burning down. It's a scary time. It's a sad time. But
yeah, stay out of Minneapolis. Stay where you're at.
Yeah, man. Yeah. My kid works down in Minneapolis, and yesterday they sent him home. They closed down his building where he was working, so. Bonus, my kid, he got to come over, and we watched a couple episodes of The Mandalorian, so that was all good.
Nice. Yeah, my sister downtown, she's not working today or yesterday, but, she said all the buildings she can see from where she works were burning.
Oh my God, that's horrible. Horrible, man.
They had a peaceful protest last night in tonight too, I guess. So it's not, doesn't seem to be anything to worry about.
Yeah. And that's the way it should be. And, so let's actually switch gears. Let's you and I talk about some metal, man. That's what the Thrash Report's all about. You and I are going to bring some metal news headlines. We're going to talk about some new releases. It's just two metal nerds talking about metal, and we're going to try to do this, every week or so. We got, you know, obviously we got a lot of metalhead friends. We got, you know, colleagues, people we work with, people that we run into at shows. We're going to have lots of great guests throughout this series. And we're just, you know what? We're having a good time. We're talking about metal. Let's talk a little bit about, yeah, man, it is. Absolutely. I mean, let's talk a little bit about, some of the news, some of the headlines that have been going on. You know, one thing that I wanted to just mention is, you know, and this kind of bleeds over into what we're going to talk about a little later on, where we typically are going to talk about some concert calendars and some shows and live events, which have kind of moved now to live streaming, right? But one of the things that quarantine has given us, which is super fun and really great, is a lot of collaborations. And I think it's just really great where, you know, you have all these band members in bands that now are basically working together. You know, they're doing collaborations on a bunch of cover tunes. You know, I follow Charlie Benante from Anthrax. Follow him on social, and he posts a lot of great collaborations, right? I mean, tons of different members from different bands. He'll do a lot of different cover tunes. I remember he did a few Rush tunes. Recently, he's done Transylvania from Iron Maiden, which was super fun. But yeah, and you do, it's just, and it's not always a metal cover, but, you know, it's still really fun to see these bands just getting together and jamming. What are your thoughts, man? Have you seen any great collaborations?
Yeah, well, picking up on Charlie Benante, we got the Stormtroopers of Death back together for a couple videos.
Dude,
too.
That was awesome.
Pretty cool.
Right? Yeah, that was very. And I'm going to let you know here, since this is the inaugural episode. This is the first episode. I have coined the new term. A buddy of mine were talking, and he's like, "I'm going to use the word thrashtastic. This is my new word. That when something is awesome, it's going to be thrashtastic." And actually, I used it. I tweeted the other day that this was very, very thrashtastic when you know SOD did Speak Spanish or Die. It was great. It was great though, man. It was really fun to see some of those thrash tunes.
Yeah, and just last night I saw the. That was a Body Count and Riley from Power Trip.
Oh, really?
I've heard the song a bunch of times. It's on the new Body Count. It came out a couple months ago, so I've heard the song a million times, but then I heard that they did a quarantine video collaboration. I watched that probably 5 times last night. It's probably the coolest one I've seen so far.
That's awesome.
And yeah. Very
cool.
The subject matter is pretty current as well, so it was interesting.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to have to check it out. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to see that one yet. I know that, you know, I mean, any other like news or kind of current headlines that you've seen that you want to touch base on before we kind of roll into some of the other things that we're talking about is just, you know, what we're kind of doing, you know, during the quarantine, you know, how are we filling our time with metal and that type of thing?
Yeah, well, me personally, I've always... When I'm working, I'm usually listening to liquid metal, so I still have that going on, but I've, at nights a lot of times, I've been playing a lot of guitar. I've probably played more guitar the last 2 months than I have in the last 20 years.
Really? That's awesome, man.
Yeah. So,
what's your go-to, like, you pick it up and you're going to, like, run through a quick practice sesh. What's your kind of go-to riffs that you typically rip out?
Usually start by just trying to warm up, do the different exercises with I think it's 5 or 6 different scales. We just go up one then down another on different positions on the neck. Do that, just a couple exercises to get warmed up, and then I just started learning whole songs, because the first 20 years or so that I've played off and on, not very good or anything. I just knew a bunch of riffs. I didn't really know whole songs, so
yeah.
Been learning.
Yeah, exactly. I was the same way. I would basically learn up until the solo, and then I would like, oh, next song.
Yeah. So when I originally started back when I was right before I turned 18, I said my goal was to be able to play Kill 'Em All the way through.
Nice.
So I've worked on that a lot, and then recently I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 songs that I can do pretty much the whole way through. So those are kind of my go-to ones, and Thunderkiss 65, White Zombie.
I saw that one, man. You posted that one on Facebook. Nice one.
Yeah. Got lost in the middle a little bit, but it's just a fun song to play.
Right on, man. That's awesome. So how did you actually get in, like, let's actually rewind a little bit. I know you and I have had this discussion in the past, but again, being this is the first episode, let's kind of just talk about a little bit, like, how did you get into metal? Like, what was that gateway band, or you know, did you have a crazy uncle or something that introduced you to metal? How'd that work out?
I think I'm like a lot of people that I've read interviews about, where it's always somebody's older brother.
Yeah.
So I remember I think it was about a year after the Black Album came out, and I was at a friend's house, and his brother would always play Enter Sandman and Wherever I Am in Rome. And I was walking by his door one day and he's blasting it, and I just kind of stopped, and I'd heard him play it a whole bunch of times, but it just hit me one day. I'm like, holy shit, what is that?
Yeah.
What it was, I went out and got that album, and then of course went backwards and got all the first 4, and then just kind of got into Ozzy, and then White Zombie a little bit too, and then I don't remember how much later, but it was before Far Beyond Driven came out. One of my friends showed me Walk by Pantera, and that was a turning moment right there. I didn't know things could be that heavy. So yeah, became a huge Pantera fan then, and still love them. So that's
I remember in high school. I remember when, like, before I actually, no, it wasn't high school. It was middle school, because I remember I was kind of afraid of Slayer. Like, I was like, oh my god, this is like what is going on with these guys, man? It's like super evil. Yeah. But yeah, like, and now it's like some of the greatest stuff ever, man. And I think that, but like you, it was kind of like someone's older brother, or like for me, it was an uncle. I have an uncle that's about 4 years older than me, and we hung out all the time. And that was kind of, you know, he was into, you know, Journey and Foreigner and those types of bands as that. And then we kind of, you know, then he introduced me to Pink Floyd and then AC/DC. And I remember him giving me Back in Black, the cassette. And I remember I wore that cassette out, man. The cassette didn't have any writing on it. And
yep, I've got those.
Yep. And that was basically kind of my gateway band that kind of got me into metal. And my first, and again, it was kind of an interesting time, because like, while I still, like you said, I mean, things that just blow your mind. You hear, you know, Pantera for the first time, Metallica for the first time. And then after that, I got into Anthrax and then Slayer. And then I was like, you know, I really started to, you know, respect the musicians and the technical skill and everything about it, man. It was just awesome. It just opened up my eyes. And, yeah, it just changes your life, man. And it's great. So,
yeah, I want to back up a little bit when you mentioned how Slayer was scary. That reminded me of a story when I was getting into metal, and I'd always heard about Slayer. I should go check them out. So I went and I bought Divine Intervention and put that in, and I couldn't do it. I wasn't ready for it. So I didn't listen to Slayer for probably 5 or 6 years. Like, I didn't really know anything about them. And then when I was in college, a friend of mine was in a band, and they covered War Ensemble. Like, what is this? Like, well, it's fucking Slayer. So then I went out and started buying that, and I was ready for it by then, and the rest is history. It's too bad they're done, but I get it.
Yep. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed. I never got to see them on the last leg of the tour. I did get to go see their movie event. What was the title? Do you remember that their movie, they released, like, it had some like scripted content, but then it was like one of their last live shows in like Oakland or something. It was freaking great. I love
Repentless
it.
Something or.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, it was really fun. And, you know, and the movie theater was packed. The movie theater was packed. There was a bunch of metalheads there watching the movie. So, excuse me. You know, one thing that, I wanted to talk about too, like live streams, now that, we're kind of in a post-COVID world and a lot of different shows, again, kind of crossing over a little bit of a headline, but also looking at some live shows, was Devin Townsend. And I'm a fan. I know, I think he's just a phenomenal musician. I've been a fan for many years. I don't know if I'm super happy with like the current release, Empath. It's good. It's good musically. But he's pretty eccentric. He's kind of all over the place. He's kind of, and so it's really hard. Like, it's some of that where you can have it maybe on in the background while you're doing some work or something. But the interesting thing that he did is when we went to this, everything kind of being locked down, he went into his studio and he was doing a series of live streams, and they're freaking great. Like, it's him and his guitar, and he sounds amazing, and he's funny. And most importantly, he raised like a buttload of money. I mean, he did 3 separate live stream events you could go and buy tickets for. And they basically were raising money for different medical organizations. The first one he did, he raised, I read somewhere it was like over $40,000 for like Vancouver General Hospital. And then the following week he did for then National Health Service in the UK, and then the third week he raised money for the North Shore University Hospital in New York. And it was just really fun to see. I mean, he added things like every week. I like when he added the fan cam, where it's like, you know, because he didn't have fans, so he actually taped the camera to an oscillating fan, and the fan was like, you know, in the studio. But yeah, he would switch different camera angles and all this stuff, and he had multiple cameras, and he was doing all this like real time switching, like as he's playing and stuff, and he had like filters on some of the cameras, and it was really nicely done, and he's just a really talented musician. So it was fun to watch those live streams. I was actually I couldn't watch them live. I actually had stuff going on, but I actually did catch them afterwards. They were up on YouTube. So really great to see those live streams, and I actually purchased tickets to a live stream coming up here. And it's interesting, and I was talking to a friend of mine earlier that, you know, it's interesting now because you get these bands that now will advertise a live stream, and the advertisement, or like the tour poster, let's say, right? It will actually have like, you know, the date of this event, and it'll have you know, basically the times all over the globe. Right? I mean, they're going to get people to attend one event that are all over the world. And it's just kind of crazy. Like, I know we talk a lot about heavy and thrash and heavy music and thrash. I do love Steel Panther. I know they're kind of a 80s, you know, 80s, but they're great. Fun. They're great musicians, and they're super fun. Yep. And they're having a live stream event that I did buy tickets for. Again, you know, not only just for a good cause, but it's also, you know what, it's going to be one of those things where they're historical events, man. I mean, they're going to do an event where they're going to get people that will watch them. Oh, one thing that's really cool is because it's Steel Panther, they said that you could watch the concert naked. So, you know, I could, if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Too funny. Yeah, I mean, so any live streams that, I mean, you know, whether they're, you know, larger acts, local bands. I know one thing that you mentioned, you missed the La Crosse Metal Fest, kind of where you're from. But I mean, are there any other like live streaming events that you've been watching or attending?
No, I haven't really done any of that. One that I was going to try to get into, but I mean, he was ahead of the times. Matt Heafy from Trivium, he's big on Twitch.
Oh, he does
tons of stuff, and I've been meaning to watch some of that. And you know, he's been doing that for, I don't know, over a year, maybe two. But
yeah, you know, it's crazy, right? I mean, and the great thing about that too is Matt will do, like, you know, just different covers, and he interacts with his fans, and he's great. He does a lot of really great stuff.
Yeah, he made some. He did a cover of the Tiger King stuff, and like a news outlet in Europe picked it up, and they're showing different people covering the Tiger King, and they got Matt Heafy on there.
that's funny.
Yeah, like he says he does it to. He says he needs to practice guitar about 3 hours a day, so he figured he just does it that way, and he has either people just making requests, or he does album playthroughs, and the dude's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually, you know, talking about some new releases, that's probably on my list. It's kind of a toss-up. So I'm behind a couple weeks. We'll be talking about new releases.
Mm-hmm.
But, I would say heavy rotation right now is I'm listening to Trivium with the Dead Man Say and the New Testament. I've been listening to them kind of nonstop. They're so good. Just absolutely phenomenal albums, and that's kind of what I'm currently into. Trivium, I'll listen to What the Dead Man Say probably every day. it's so good.
Yeah, I guess I don't have like a
how about you
standard I don't have a like a standard thing that I'm listening to besides, you know, like I said before, I listen to a lot of XM liquid metal and stuff, but whenever I'm do turn on something, it's my go-to is always Ex Mortis. I mean, the last couple of years since I found out who they were, it's just been my go-to every single time. Like, what should I listen to? Well, Ex Mortis, of course. If I can't think of something, like, well, Ex Mortis. So they're kind of the main thing right now. I've been doing kind of a lot of going back in time to albums that I grew up on. Like, a lot of Anthrax, and like I said before, again, White Zombie, and always 80s Metallica. Yeah. Even some Ozzy. I don't listen to much Ozzy anymore, but every once in a while I'll turn some of that on.
Yeah, well,
go back in time.
What do you think? What do you think of the new Ozzy? Have you listened to any of the new stuff? I think it's great. I really do.
Yeah, I'm amazed. He sounds, well, you know, you can do a lot in the studio, but I think he sounds pretty awesome. And
yep.
Yeah, I like it. I haven't listened to it a whole lot, but I've listened to it all the way through a couple times. And
yeah, you know, I think Under the Graveyard. Yeah, Under the Graveyard is just. I think it's a great Ozzy song. You know, it's just. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of it's that same Ozzy formula, but it works, and it's great. You know, like you said, going back to music releases back in the day, let's actually move on to, you know, a previous release, Anthrax.
Yeah.
I mean, how about this? This, I mean, we're coming up on the anniversary here, or actually just passed, right?
Yeah, I think it was last week. The Sound of White Noise was came out. Was it 93? I think. And yeah, that was my first introduction to Anthrax, and my wife Mary and I, we always talk about, like most people do, the Desert Island albums and movies, whatever, and both of ours has Anthrax, Sound of White Noise, and that's just amazing front to back. And I think John Bush is
so great.
One of the best vocalists out there.
Yeah, it is absolutely, you know, and that's the thing, you know, I think you and I were talking about that on an online chat, you know, are you Belladonna or Bush? Well, dude, yeah. I mean, I like them both for their own, you know, for their own style and their own sound.
I was going to answer that question with just the word yes, but I forget what I answered. But then I saw the UK.
it was crazy. It was really humbling, and it was really great that I got to talk to John Bush when I was on the Mega Cruise, and it was great because I did, you know, talk about, you know, I've been a fan since I first discovered Armored Saint. A buddy of mine let me listen to his Symbol of Salvation album, so I was a little late to the game when it came to Armored Saint. But then knowing that he was going to be on this Anthrax record, I was super excited for it. And like you said, it's one of my favorite albums of all time. Mm-hmm. And it was great to talk to John Bush on the cruise. And I told him, I'm like, dude, it's, you know, it's one of my favorites. And, he said he was proud of it. And he said it's a really good record. You know, we didn't have deep conversations. I did ask if there was any chance that he would join the stage with Anthrax just to do like one or two tracks, and he kind of shook his head and told me, I don't think it's gonna happen. But
yeah, it's been real cool how they've always stayed close and friendly, though. I mean, there's not, I think there was some bad blood when Belladonna originally left, but over the last 15 years or so, when Joey came back, I mean, there's no bad blood. It's all, like, you're reading Scott Ian's books, he talks about how they're all friends and they still chat and stuff, so it's good to see.
Absolutely. You know what, I was going to ask you, I know that you and I, when we first met, we talked about some of our favorite bands, and you actually brought up Onslaught.
Yeah.
And you know, let's actually talk about, they have a brand new single that dropped, right?
Yep, Religious Suicide came out yesterday.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I cranked that up right when you sent me that link. It's interesting. I mean, Onslaught's gone through a series of changes over the years, but I think it's great that they're still releasing new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think their new single, it's nice and thrashy. I love it, man.
Yeah. And actually, their vocalist, Cy Keeler, I don't know what happened, but he left the band. And so they have a new guy that's just been there a few months, and I couldn't tell the difference. It sounded as good as Psy. I mean, you could tell that was a different singer, but, you know, it sounded great. And they released, I think, August, their next album's coming out, and about a year ago they released A Perfect Day to Die, a single from their new one too, and that one's even better.
Right on, right on. Yeah, definitely a different styling. Like, I first heard Onslaught back when they released The Force. I think, was that their first one? I think.
Maybe.
It was a long time. Oh, really? Was it
second or third? I think
it was a long time ago.
Yep.
And then a little switch, because they did have one album where Steve Grimmett from Grim Reaper was the vocalist.
Okay.
I actually really like that one. I think, you know, musically it's really good. And I'm a huge fan of Steve's voice. I think he has great range. He has a lot more of a trained voice, right? A lot of vibrato and stuff like that. So it's a different styling, but it's really cool. And I love to see him that they're still releasing stuff. And I'm looking forward to this release in August.
Yeah, and I'd never heard of them until, was it 2006 or 2008, whenever they released Killing Time? Or is it Killing Time, is that what it's called?
Oh, yep.
I think they had like three albums in the 80s, and then they, you know, through the 90s, just, I don't think, did anything. But then they came back with Killing Peace, is that what it is? And
I have to look.
Yeah, so I was...
If only we had the internet.
I do.
But, I know. I got to get better at keeping my notes up in front of me, because then we can look up like dates and stuff.
Yeah, but I had just gotten Pandora, and
Okay.
I just put in Slayer, and then they started playing, you know, Slayer radio. Everyone related to Slayer, and then this I think it was the song Killing Peace, or maybe it was Burn, came on. I just stopped. I'm like, what is this? And then went out, bought that album.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, and it's just, they're just in your face thrash. There's just no slowing down from start to end. It's just an onslaught, I guess, is why they're called that. And
there you go, absolutely.
Yep, and they came through the cities, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. Did you go to that one? They're up in...
I didn't.
It was in the northern suburbs somewhere, I forget where, but I went up there, and their vocalist was actually back in England with, I think his kid was sick or something, so the guest vocalist was Neil Turbin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that was interesting. And then he is so fresh that he had a stand in front of him with an iPad with all the lyrics on it, so he just stood there the whole time. It was kind of corny and weird looking, and then they fired his ass not too long after that and said he's just a jackass and wouldn't try to memorize the lyrics, so he had that iPad in front of him the whole tour. And
oh my gosh, that's crazy, man.
Yeah. But
let's talking about tours, right, and live shows.
Yep.
This is a crazy time, man. I mean, you and I, we go to a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. That's where we met. We met at a show.
Backstage.
How crazy is that, right? And then, that's right. Yeah, we went to the Anthrax.
Killthrax tour.
Meet and greet, right? The Killthrax, yes.
Yep.
So, dude, that was so good. That was so fun. Yep. So fun.
We waited in line. We met in the meet and greet line for Anthrax.
Awesome. That was so cool.
Yeah.
And that was, unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to see Charlie.
Right.
Yeah, that was, it was kind of like, I didn't even hear anything about it. And then all of a sudden he wasn't there for the meet and greet. Later on, we come to find out that he was having some carpal tunnel issues, I believe.
Yep.
So, I'm glad he's doing well, and I'm glad he's still rocking. I mean, yeah, some of those covers are phenomenal, and that he can still, let's just say it, Charlie Don't Cheat, right? I mean, there's no drum machine there, man. He's, you know, if he can whip out some Stormtroopers of Death, we are, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
But some of the shows that we've missed now, I mean, shows have been canceling constantly. I mean, let's be honest, there's probably not going to be any live shows for the rest of the year, and it really bums me out, man. It makes me sad.
Yep.
But I know you've missed a couple shows. Both of us, our Testament show has been postponed.
Yep, you're supposed to be there. That was just a week and a half ago or so.
Yep. Which, man, I was so looking forward to that. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Cause,
Have you heard? By the way, have you heard the new Lamb of God?
With yeah. Billy on? Yeah, that's awesome.
It's so good, yeah. Dude. Didn't that just came out yesterday, right? I think.
Yeah, might have been yesterday. I know it's very recent. But yeah, Chuck Billy's voice is amazing.
So good. I know, right? Freaking awesome. And now Propane.
Yep.
So you said you missed the Propane show. I know you're a Propane fan.
Yeah.
I remember I had the cassette The Foul Taste of Freedom. And that was a long time ago. What has the band gone through any changes or you know, how'd you learn about Propane and so you missed their they're playing in La Crosse or were they, playing somewhere up here?
I forget where they're in the Minneapolis somewhere. I forget the name of the venue, but that was supposed to be mid March, I think. Or no, late March. Yeah, end of March. And yeah, how I got onto them, I think you asked, it was kind of date myself here. It was back when you could go to the record store and couldn't really check out bands before you bought them. So I just saw their name in an album cover. I think it was a self-titled, like, Propane. Okay, this looks cool. And I put it in, like, yeah, like I said, what Onslaught 2 is just metal. I mean, there's no goofing around or anything. If you just want straight up metal, just throw on some Propane and you're on your way. And
yeah, that's awesome. I did see Propane live back in the 90s. I can't remember who they opened for. I know they were on a bill with a band I believe called Shatterbone. It was a local band out of Wisconsin called Shatterbone. There was also a band called Boiler, which was again a very similar style, like heavy hardcore. It was pretty cool. I know. There's been a kind of a series of events that have kind of led up to a lot of postponement and canceled. So, you know, we have, you know, both of us are going to, you know, miss Testament this time around. Machine Head canceled their Minneapolis show like the day of. I know that they were. You know, they had some illness, so they missed a couple shows prior. Then they played Chicago the night before Minneapolis, and some of the reviews online said, you know, if they weren't playing at top form, you could tell that they were kind of beat down. So, you know, I guess I'd rather them, you know, rest up and get well and give 100% than do a shitty show. And then I'm kind of bummed out too. Ozzy, Ozzy, they postponed the show a couple times, and then now him coming out with the diagnosis of Parkinson's, basically the show has been canceled.
Yeah, we bought tickets. So, we were thinking, this might be the last time we ever get to see the guy, and then it gets postponed every year, and then it gets canceled. And like, damn.
Yeah. But. Yeah, so hopefully, you know, we'll see if, you know, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Do you think Ozzy will do any sort of live stuff again? Or do you think we have kind of seen the last of Ozzy's live performances?
I don't think he's done, but I don't think he'll tour again. I think it'll just seems like it'd be too rough for him, but I could see him doing like a New Year's Eve Ozfest or something in L.A. that he's done the last couple of years. The one-offs here and there, I bet he'd still do, but... Yeah.
So anything else? Anything else you want to chat about before we kind of hang it up for today? I want to actually thank Jim. Always nice to jam with you. You know, we'll be back again next week. We'll be back again next week, and we'll continue to talk about new metal releases, what's happening in the metal world, and around the globe. We'll also talk about new live shows, concert calendars, live stream events, and we'll have another nugget from back in the day. What anything else, any closing remarks you have
final
there,
thought I guess would just be the you know, like how we met, just the metal community, how tight-knit it is, how awesome everybody is, just, you know, the old saying, or the thought, I guess, when you're walking down the street and you see someone wearing a metal shirt, you just look at them and you know that, yeah. So, yes. And then just...
Yep. Well, you know what? Exactly, man. You know what? It happened to me today. I'm at the Home Depot, right? I'm at the Home Depot, and a guy walks in wearing an Iron Maiden shirt, and all you got to do is give him a little, what's up? You throw the horns. They do the same thing, and it's just this community, man. We know what we're about, and you know, I love that this community can be so, you know, so accepting and loving, and it's fun to always
for sure.
Always talk
and
to
it's why it's social, like
Jim,
social media and stuff
again
too.
For
meeting everybody, like how. We can communicate now, and just other people I've never met in real life, probably never will, but you know, we just can go on and talk about metal for a while, so that's just an awesome thing to be a part of.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. Well, Jim, thanks again for a wonderful very first episode of the Thrash Report.
We're number one.
We'll be back again soon. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Next week we'll be number two.
We'll always be that. All right, bro. Have a great rest of your night.
Sounds great. Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you soon. All right, see ya.